Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is James and Sissy with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, $5 million have been fast-tracked to the Sunshine Coast rail line upgrade for the proposed route between Biawa and Caloundra. The route is expected to cost between $5.5 and $7 billion, and is the only section of the proposed upgrade, originally intended to stretch to Maroochydore, expected to be completed by the 2032 Olympic Games. The other three sections of the rail were proposed to be finished after the Games. The Great Barrier Reef has endured its most damaging year yet, with cyclones, flooding, outbreaks of crown-of-thorns starfish, and a mass bleaching event. The world's reefs are suffering from the fourth great bleaching event so far, and it has left 48% suffering from higher-than-usual temperatures. Bleached corals are not dead and can recover. However, stresses such as high water temperature and poor water quality prevent them from doing so. In national news, the Fremantle Wool Stores, an iconic skate spot south of Perth, is under threat from demolition by developers. The Wool Store ceased operation in 1982, but became popular among skateboarders in the late 80s. Its uninterrupted ledge has become world-renowned and featured in iconic skate videos. The West Australian Skating Association is not opposing the development, but rather have been campaigning and have been working with the developers to ensure that the elements of the spot are kept intact.
Coles and Woolworths in Western Australia have now admitted stock shortages in relation to the widespread flooding currently persisting in the Western Australia floodplains. They have stated that groceries such as dairy and meat are in short supply in their supermarkets, and the rail system has been interrupted due to the continuous rain happening in the state. As the backlog clears, grocery store users will see a decrease in disruptions to the store deliveries. In international news, the several jurors serving on Donald Trump's hush money trial have now been selected. It was seen that Donald Trump was muttering during the trial and allegedly intimidating jurors in the courtroom. The judge stated to Donald Trump's lawyers that he would not tolerate this behavior from Donald Trump, as he was audibly heard during the questioning of a prospective juror. The trial will now continue with the selection process having 6 more jurors out of the 12 and needing 6 alternates. For your weather today, Brisbane is so cool that only 4 triple Z's warm in a glow will keep you comfortable. It's currently 24 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7.5, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.